news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper announced that $3.6 billion will be stripped from 127 projects at U.S. bases, including some in states where Republican senators are up for re-election.
President Trump tonight diverting billions of dollars from the Pentagon from the military to fund his border wall.
The Pentagon notifying lawmakers it is diverting funds away from over 100 military construction projects, $3.6 billion in total, to pay for the president's border wall, cutting funds Congress approved for all sorts of programs like $40 million from Camp Lejeune, $160 million from West Point, and the single largest cut in the United States and its territories, $400 million for efforts to rebuild military sites in Puerto Rico after they were wrecked by Hurricane Maria. President Trump says the money is needed as a matter of national security.
A number of Senate Republicans are seeing funding redirected away from their states, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is expecting a new middle school to be built in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. While that's just one of his projects now on the scrap pile, also, Trump can repurpose that money and more. $62 million in funds are being diverted from Kentucky to the idiotic wall. But wait, there's more. Trump supporter Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina loses $80 million for his state, where the Marine Corps base in Camp Lejeune, which is still recovering from last year's Hurricane Florence, is out over $40 million in funding for two projects that were slated for early 2020. In total, Tillis and North Carolina will lose $80 million to Trump's wall. But that's not all. In total, the Pentagon is redirecting money for military projects in 23 states, 3 U.S. territories, and 20 foreign countries, putting it all towards wall construction. The biggest chunk of change, $400 million, is being diverted from funding for 10 construction projects in Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria's 2017 devastation. Martha McSally of Arizona loses $30 million. In Texas, John Cornyn is out $38 million. Lindsey Graham in South Carolina lose $11 million. And Cory Gardner of Colorado, he's out $8 million. Yes, all those senators are up for re-election in November of 2020. Well, on Wednesday night at CNN's Climate Crisis Forum, Joe Biden said that he'd look into allegations that the host of one of his fundraisers the following day was a fossil fuel executive, thereby violating his pledge to take no money from the fossil fuel industry.
There is a fundraiser tomorrow night. It's given by a guy named Andrew Goldman. He does hedge funds and stuff, but he also has a company called Western LNG. And their biggest project, which I think was announced in like 2018, is a floating liquefied facility for natural gas. It's off the coast of British Columbia, and it's going to provide Canadian gas to parts of northern Asia. So what Andrew is saying is, if you're going to a fundraiser that's given in part by this guy who has a company that is pulling up natural gas, are you the right guy to go after these
people? Well, I didn't realize he does that. I was told, if you look at the SEC filings, he's not listed as one of those executives. That's what we look at, the SEC filings. Who are those executives? I've kept that pledge, period.
So is that, are you going to look at that fundraiser tomorrow night?
I'm going to look at what you just told me and find out if that's accurate. Yes.
Okay. I think it's pretty accurate.
Biden attended as originally planned, despite the fact that Andrew Goldman is the co-founder of Houston-based LNG Wester.
No fossil fuel money! No fossil fuel money!
Biden told attendees paying $2,800 per ticket, quote, "Folks, I know there's been a lot of attention paid to you showing up tonight, more than I think you anticipated. I just want to be very clear to everyone here. I am committed to not raising money from fossil fuel executives, and I am not doing that tonight." Huh? He added, "Climate change presents an existential threat, and it is real." Okay, but what about that pledge? Hurricane Dorian finally made landfall in the U.S. Friday morning in Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, as a Category 1 storm with 95-mile-per-hour winds and is expected to produce life-threatening storm surge in the Outer Banks. Meanwhile, the scope of the devastation in the Bahamas is horrific. The death toll rose to at least 30, with hundreds of people still missing, and officials are warning people to prepare for, quote, unimaginable information on the death toll. There is some good news, though. The U.S. Coast Guard has rescued 201 people, while a British naval ship is giving out food and water and clearing debris from streets. It is important to help, but be cautious where you send your money, as low-life scum scammers are out there trying to take advantage. The best place to start when looking to contribute to relief efforts is bahamas.com/relief. Again, bahamas.com/relief. Using one of their suggestions is the best way to know your money is going to where it's most needed. The hurricane is also having a political impact in North Carolina as that state readies for next week's special election in the 9th Congressional District. They've already closed a number of early voting sites in certain counties only days before the Tuesday contest, and they have not determined when those will reopen. Tuesday's contest between Democrat Dan McCready and Republican State Senator Dan Bishop is a redo of the November 18th election after results were tossed out because of widespread ballot fraud. CVS, Walgreens, and Wegmans have joined Walmart and Kroger in asking consumers to avoid bringing firearms into their stores. Good for them. The August jobs report is out. The U.S. adding only 130,000 jobs in August, falling below expectations amid an escalating trade war with China and slowing global economy. The August jobs report missed expectations after economists broadly projected employment growth closer to the 164,000 workers the U.S. added in July. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, while the labor force participation rate rose to 63.2%. The staff of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette won a Pulitzer Prize for its coverage of the deadly shooting in 2018 at the Tree of Life Synagogue. With it came a prize of $15,000, which the journalist decided to donate to the Tree of Life so its members could repair the bullet-ridden building where 11 people were killed. Keith Burris, the paper's executive editor, said in handing a check last week to Rabbi Jeffrey Myers and the congregation's president, quote, "We feel bound to you and your congregations by memory and duty, and we offer you, in humility, our service as scribes and witnesses. We wish Tree of Life to have this gift as a sign of this bond and this service." And from the Well Duh files, former Starbucks chief executive Howard Schultz announced he will not run for president. All righty then. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler of The Nicole Sandler Show, which is now heard on the Progressive Voices Network Tuesday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern to Pacific. You can also get the podcast anytime, free of charge, at NicoleSandler.com. That's where your donations are also happily accepted.